So what would you say were some of the major changes that occurred in Stowe during your time as an innkeeper?
Building. Efforts to undo the planning and zoning because people felt it was restrictive and they couldn't do what they did. So there's a lot of monitoring going on of activities. In the beginning, people used to say, well, get your permit to build and then you do anything you want. But then they tried to undo some of this stuff because it became more difficult. But the state stepped in with its zoning. And, for example, all up in Stowe Hollow and up that way, the effort to build houses there is restricted by septic problems because it's all clay and rock, so there have to be mound systems. And we were saying in certain areas the state said people could only have 10 acre lots because of that reason. And then the aesthetics worked into it too, is nothing over 1500 feet without really restrictive permitting. So it's and there were changes because of that. And then the fact that there are now enormous numbers of second homeowners who only set foot in town once or twice a year. But they're helping us pay our taxes.
So how would you say that, did those changes then have any effect on your experience as an innkeeper, on your inn itself?
No. We were so small and paid so little dues that we didn't have any influence in the Stowe Area Association. It was only the larger establishments that began to control the way the money was spent, the way the town was advertised, and who felt that they needed to adjust rules and regulations if they could to make it easier for people to come to town and have what now turns out to be not a very rural experience anymore.